Title, Making Sense of the Solar Supply Chain Issues. Content, as current supply chain issues continue to threaten the U.S. photovoltaic solar industry, solar module suppliers, manufacturers, renewable energy developers and utilities alike face great uncertainty surrounding the immediate future of the solar module supply market. The bottom line is that supply chain issues are increasing shipping and equipment costs for solar cells and panels. However, there are several independent factors that are working together to drive this surge in pricing and constrained market. These factors include the following: the anti-dumping and countervailing duties, AD/CVD, anti-circumvention petition filed by Auxin Solar Section 201 tariffs, the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act and Forced Labor WRO's general global supply chain issues, likely resulting from COVID-19. This article takes a closer look at each of the factors listed above in an effort to explain the current landscape of the supply chain issues threatening the solar module supply market. Anti-dumping and countervailing duties, AD/CVD, anti-circumvention petition filed by Auxin Solar on February 8, 2022. California-based Auxin Solar filed a petition with the Department of Commerce asking federal trade officials to investigate whether to impose tariffs on crystalline silicon photovoltaic CSPV cells and modules that are assembled in Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia using parts and components from China. 1. The petition argues that Chinese manufacturers have shifted production of CSPV cells and modules to affiliated companies in Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia in order to circumvent U.S. anti-dumping, AD, laws and countervailing duties, CVD, which were implemented 10 years ago after the U.S. International Trade Commission found that dumped and subsidized imports of Chinese CSPV cells and modules caused material injury to the U.S. CSPV industry. 2. Further, the petition argues that while the end of the production process has been shifted to Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia in order to serve the U.S. market, nearly all of the R&D, raw materials, and capital investment is still coming from Chinese manufacturers. The petition is similar to the one rejected by the Department of Commerce just 4 short months ago, but with 3 notable differences, the petitioner has identified itself. Auxin Solar is a domestic manufacturer of modules based in San Jose, California, which affirmatively asserts standing as a producer of like products to those for which it is requesting the investigation. The prior petition requested review of a limited number of Chinese companies, while the current petition requests review of all imports coming from Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia that use Chinese components. While Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam were named in the prior petition, Cambodia has been added to the current petition. A list of the major manufacturers alleged to be engaged in the circumvention is as follows: Malaysia, Ginkgo Solar Technology SDN, BHD, LONGi, Kuching, SDN, BHD, and its affiliate Vina Cell Technology Company Limited and Vina Solar Technology Company Limited, JA Solar, Malaysia, Company, Limited or JA Solar Malaysia SDN, BHD, Thailand, Canadian Solar Manufacturing, Thailand, Company, Limited, Trina Solar Science and Technology, Thailand, Company, Limited, Tailsun Solar Technologies Thailand or Tailsun Technologies, Thailand, Company, Limited, Astro Energy Solar Thailand Company, Limited Vietnam, Trina Solar, Vietnam, Science and Technology Company, Limited, Canadian Solar Manufacturing, Vietnam, Company, Limited, China Synergy Company, Limited in Vietnam, Boviet Solar Technology, Vietnam, Company, Limited or Boviet Solar Technology Company, Limited, GCL System Integration Technology, Vietnam, Company, Limited, Vina Cell Technology Company Limited and Vina Solar Technology Company Limited, LONGi Green Energy Technology Company, Limited, Ginkgo Solar, Vietnam, Company, Limited Cambodia, New East Solar Cambodia, and Alex, Shanglong PV Tech, Cambodia, Company, Limited, Jintech Photovoltaic Technology Company, Limited. 3. Since the prior petition's rejection was based on the petitioner not identifying themselves and the Department of Commerce's resulting uncertainty of their standing to bring the petition, the first difference listed above may prove considerable this time around. In the event that the Department of Commerce does decide to investigate whether CSPV cells and modules should be subject to U.S. anti-dumping laws and count.